Welcome to the Hot Wife World podcast. Everything you want to know about the lifestyle. Stories, testimonials, and advice. You've come to the right place.
Hi, all you hot people. Welcome to a very special episode of the Hot Wife World podcast. Today's episode is called A Dominant Bull to Hire. Before I start with the stories, I have an important note for the listeners. The experiences and practices described here are sometimes not suitable for beginners.
They can be very painful, and it takes some experience to deal with the situations.
Before doing these things, you should seek further information or advice from experienced friends or the community. No liability is accepted for damage or injury. If you are sensitive, we recommend that you do not listen to this episode. But now, listen to the story, An Encounter in the Shadow of Lust. Part 1. It was a rainy evening when Lucas opened the dating platform on which he had already made many contacts. His profile was clear, confident, and spoke of experience. Exactly what many couples were looking for when they were looking for a dominant bull. But that evening, his eyes fell on an advert that particularly caught his attention. The title was direct and left no questions unanswered. Dominant Bull Wanted. The description underneath was as precise as it was tantalizing.
We are a couple who would like to explore a new dimension in our relationship. My wife, who always takes the dominant role in our relationship, is to be introduced to the submissive role. I am looking for an experienced, respectful, and sensitive bull to accompany us on this journey. Discretion, trust, and clear communication are a must. If you are ready to take on this challenge, please get in touch.
Luke, a man in his late 30s, tall, with piercing gray eyes and a natural aura of authority, knew immediately that this was no ordinary request. This was not just about physical dominance, but a deeper psychological dynamic that required sensitivity and experience. He wrote a message that reflected his curiosity and understanding of the situation.
Hello, I'm Lucas. Your advert appealed to me because it shows that you are aware of what you are looking for and that you want to take this step carefully. I have experience with complex dynamics and know how important trust and communication are.
Let's talk and find out if I'm the right person to accompany you on this journey.
After a few messages back and forth, in which Paul, as we call the cuckold here, shared his ideas and fears, they agreed to meet.
It was to take place in a small, discreet cafe in the city center, a neutral and safe place.
Paul was nervous, but also full of anticipation. He had been talking to his wife Maria about this step for a long time.
Maria, a woman with a strong personality who was always in control in her relationship and everyday life, was curious. She was ready to discover this new side of herself, but only if it was done with respect and in a safe environment.
The first encounter, Lucas entered the cafe on time.
He was wearing a simple but elegant outfit. Dark jeans and a black shirt that emphasized his broad shoulders. Paul was already sitting at a table in the corner, a half-drunk cup of coffee in front of him. He was in his mid-30s, slim, with an open but slightly tense expression on his face.
Lucas shook his hand firmly but not intrusively and sat down.
Thank you for coming, Paul began, his voice trembling slightly. I know this is an unusual situation. Lucas smiled reassuringly. It is unusual, but not unusual for me. I've accompanied couples in similar situations before. Tell me more about you and your ideas. Paul took a deep breath and began to talk. Maria and I have been together for 10 years. She's a strong woman, dominant in every respect. She takes the lead, not only in our everyday life, but also in our relationship and in our sexuality. I love that about her.
But I have noticed that she is sometimes exhausted because she is constantly in control.
I think she would enjoy letting go, surrendering, if she could find someone she could trust.
And
I want to see her open up and discover a new side to herself. It excites me to see her like this, and at the same time I want her to be happy.
Luke nodded as he internalized Paul's words.
That's a very intimate and honest realization, Paul.
Many men would find it difficult to admit that so openly.
But it shows that you really understand and respect her. What are your expectations of me?
Paul hesitated for a moment before continuing. I want you to guide her. I want you to show her what it's like to give up control without making her feel weak or insecure. I want it to be a process, step by step. I want her to feel safe and know that she can stop at any time. And I want to be there, at least at the beginning. I want to see how she develops, how she learns to surrender. Maybe I can even learn to take on this role myself later on.
Lucas leant back, his eyes fixed on Paul with a calm but penetrating gaze.
This is a big responsibility you're giving me. But I understand what you're looking for. It's not just about dominance and submission in a physical sense, but an emotional journey. Maria needs to know that she is safe, that she can rely on me. And you need to feel safe too, Paul. That means we need clear rules. Safety precautions, boundaries, regular check-ins. I won't do anything that hasn't been agreed beforehand.
Paul nodded eagerly. Yes, that's exactly what I have in mind. Maria is ready, but she needs someone to guide her and not overwhelm her. She agreed that we should meet first to see if the chemistry was right. The first meeting with Maria. The next meeting took place a few days later, this time in a private room in a discreet hotel. Maria was there. She was a woman who immediately stood out, tall, with shoulder-length dark hair and a confident walk.
Her eyes scrutinized Lucas attentively as he entered the room. She was wearing a simple but elegant dress that emphasized her figure without being overbearing. Luke sat down opposite the two of them. The atmosphere was tense, but not uncomfortable.
Maria, he began in a calm voice, Paul told me what you're up to, but I want to hear it from you.
What do you want to take away from this experience? Maria held his gaze, her voice firm but open. I am curious. I'm always in control and I love that, but sometimes I feel like I'm missing out. I want to know what it's like to let go, to surrender, but I need someone who is strong enough to guide me without breaking me. Lucas smiled slightly. That's a very clear and courageous statement. Giving up doesn't mean showing weakness. It means having faith in yourself and in the person leading you. If we do that, I will never break you. I will only take you as far as you are willing to go. They spent the next few hours defining boundaries. They agreed on safety precautions. Green for keep going, yellow for slow down, red for stop immediately.
Luke explained how important it was that Maria felt safe at all times and that Paul could intervene at any time if he felt uncomfortable.
The first step. The first intimate meeting took place a week later. It started slowly and focused on trust and communication. Lucas led Maria through small but meaningful exercises. Simple commands that got her to engage with him without leaving her comfort zone. Paul sat and watched, with a mixture of nervousness and excitement. Over time, Maria gained confidence, and her initial skepticism gave way to a palpable curiosity. Luke was patient but firm, and created a space in which she could open up without being afraid. It was the beginning of a journey that would change all three of them. For Maria, it was a discovery of her own depth. For Paul, a new perspective on his wife, and for Luke, a reminder that true dominance lies not in power, but in responsibility. Let Lucas tell you about a very special experience.
Maria and I had already had a few encounters and also experienced one or two things, the whole range of captivating games. When I saw a message from her on my smartphone, I read the one sentence, "I want more and I want it harder and more extreme," with a mixture of astonishment and excitement. I arranged a meeting with her and Paul, same hotel, same room. Mara seemed distracted, as if she was already in the session she or they had come up with. After some small talk and after the waiter had brought the drinks, she looked me straight in the eye. "I want to go beyond my previous limits," she said in a firm voice. "I want it harder, more painful, and," she paused, "yes, kinkier than ever before and than most people can imagine," her eyes fell on Paul. "And I want him to have to watch but not be able to intervene." Excitement spreading through me. Finally, Paul spoke up. "We've thought it through and we both want it. Please take care of the details. There are no limits." We talked some more and arranged to meet the following weekend. I rented a BDSM flat that was equipped with everything you need for a session of any kind. The planned evening arrived. We all met in the special flat. Maria had carried out my instructions well. I had written down a list of clothes for Paul and described exactly what they should both wear and how they should do it. There they were in front of me. She was wearing a trench coat that she had buttoned up. With her high heels, she was slightly taller than her husband, who was wearing a dark gray suit and looked a bit like her chauffeur, which was intentional, of course. Maria was wearing a mask like the ones we used to see during the coronavirus pandemic. Nothing unusual, even if it was a while ago. "Take your wife's mask off and help her out of her coat," I said quietly but firmly to Paul. Paul stepped in front of her and took off her mask, revealing the gag she had been wearing since leaving the flat with Paul, and which she had felt inside her all the way through the swarm of people, without anyone noticing or even seeing it. I looked at her. "Does it excite you?" I asked. "To walk around town with the gag in your mouth because I told you to?" Paul helped her out of her coat. She was wearing nothing underneath except a bra, suspender belt, and nylons. Her arousal was clear to see, and I looked at both of them. "We're going to have a harder and kinkier session today than you can imagine." "Is that still what you want?" They both nodded, and I told Paul to take his wife's bra off. Her nipples were hard and pressed against me. I took the left one between my thumb and forefinger and squeezed hard. Maria took a deep breath and blinked her eyes briefly, like a twitch. Paul stood motionless next to her. "That was a good start," I thought to myself. "Go and kneel on the bed. We want to explore the subject of pain a little further." Slowly and with smooth movements, she walked towards the bed and knelt down. I turned to Paul. "Take a cane from the shelf opposite and bring it to me." Without a word, he walked over, took the cane and held it out to me with his arms outstretched on the inside of his palms, and his head bowed. I took it and turned to Maria. Paul took two steps back. I gently stroked her bum with the cane, then lifted it and let it whiz through the air. But without hitting her, only the buzzing could be heard in the air. Paul flinched, but Maria remained motionless in her position. I looked Paul straight in the eye. "If you can't control yourself, I will punish you severely. Do you understand me?" Paul lowered his head. "Yes." Without a word, I gave him a resounding slap. "What do you call that?" His reply came immediately. "Yes, sir." I thought this was going to be really exciting. With a slight twist, I turned to Maria and immediately hit her on the bum with the cane. The blow wasn't hard, but it wasn't gentle either. Maria made no sound. You could see a welt on her skin, and Paul showed no sign of moving. Between her legs, you could see a wet sheen. The game had begun. More strokes followed. I stepped up beside her. She was breathing heavily, but under control. "Do you like what you feel?" She nodded eagerly. "Good," I said. "Now it's going to get hard. If you want to give the red signal to stop and you can't because of the gag, then you stick out the thumb, index finger, and little finger of your left hand, similar to the rock and roll sign, and I'll stop immediately. Do you understand me?" She nodded. I accompanied her to the punishment block and strapped her down. She was no longer able to move, let alone free herself. Paul became restless but avoided moving. An extremely hard blow hit Maria's arse and made her shudder. But contrary to my expectations, instead of a sound of pain, I only heard a dark humming that suggested a special kind of sensation. Paul was frozen. He stood there motionless. Further, much harder strokes, full load. Mara seemed to enjoy it, and Paul became visibly nervous. "Bring me my bag," I said to him without looking at him. Wordlessly, he took my bag and handed it to me. I took out a tube of Finalgon, a medicinal ointment that increased blood circulation in an extremely painful way, and was never allowed to touch the mucous membranes. I took a piece about the size of a pea and rubbed it with the tip of my index finger on Mara's clitoris and over her vulva. She immediately flinched and screamed. If you can even call it screaming through the gag. Paul jerked back, but the sign to stop was nowhere to be seen. I turned to Paul. "I'm going to punish you for this," I said, and he lowered his head. Maria was still twitching and wriggling, but slowly calmed down. Her whole skin seemed to glow. She was breathing intermittently. I decided to take the gag off her. She took a deep breath and screamed at the top of her lungs, then stilled, almost slumped, and I waited a few minutes before ordering Paul to untie her. He looked worried as he untied her, but otherwise showed no concern. He carefully helped Maria to stand up from the buck, a little unsteady on her feet. She stood up with a certain pride and looked me straight in the eye with glowing cheeks. She was a dominant woman who had found her dark side. "Take her into the next room," I said to Paul without looking at him. The adjoining room was reminiscent of an oversized bathroom. The floor and walls were tiled and there was a shower on one wall, but it was not separated from the rest of the room. "Kneel down," I said to Maria in a commanding tone. Wordlessly, she went to her knees. I looked at Paul. "If you think this is your punishment, you'll have to be patient," I said to Maria. open your mouth. I opened my trousers, and a few moments later, a golden shower hit her mouth. Swallow, I ordered her. She did as I told her. Take a sip, keep it in your mouth, and kiss your husband. Paul's eyes widened. Maria went to him and did as I asked. Some of the golden shower ran down both of them while she kissed him. Paul swallowed the rest. To be continued.
That's it for today. Thanks for listening. If you're looking for more tips and advice, visit hotwifeworld.com.